The two singers who perform as the Secret Sisters happen to be sisters in real life. Lydia and Laura Rogers have just released their second album, Put Your Needle Down. Reviewer Meredith Oakes is dazzled by their timeless sound.
The Secret Sisters are lovely. Porcelain-complected, red lipstick, blue-eyed, and raven-haired, their look seems cultivated to match their sound. As flawlessly retro as Mad Men, as stunning and sassy as Betty Page. Their voices ring in impeccable harmonies that soar straight into Everly Brothers territory. And they found a perfect partner in famed producer T-Bone Burnett, whose distinct sonic stamp frames their songs in a timeless fashion. The Secret Sisters' debut album was heavily influenced by classic country singers, having absorbed strum and twang while growing up in a musically inclined southern family. This new album is a leap forward, showing artistic growth and sophistication. You can hear it in the jazz-inflected sound of this song, a demo that Bob Dylan started writing in the 1980s but never finished. It's the only song in their repertoire that they don't sing harmonies on, but by adding more lyrics and styling it up, they make it their own. Even in their lyrics, the Secret Sisters have mastered the art of looking backward and forward at the same time. Their love songs often explore the power struggle in romantic relationships. Sometimes they keep the upper hand, sometimes they don't. But from their lips, even forlorn acquiescence sounds more like ruminating in a Hawaiian paradise than a bad breakup. The magic of this new Secret Sisters album is that it transports you to another place and another time. And the music is so gorgeous that it doesn't really matter where or when. Oh, yeah.
The new album from the Secret Sisters is Put Your Needle Down. Reviewer Meredith Oakes is a talk show host and DJ at Sirius XM Radio.